mein Leben soll beweisen, ich folge ihm allein. Ja, alle meine Gaben, die ganze Lebenszeit, soll mein Heiland haben, ihm sei mein Herz geweiht. Soll mein Heiland haben, ihm sei mein Herz geweiht. Der Güte Gottes denken an jeden neuen Tag, und mich hineinversenken, was sie an mir vermag. Gib Kraft, den Weg zu gehen, getrost im Glaubensmut, den Jesus mir ersehne, der Vater allein ist gut. Den Jesus mir ersehne, der Vater allein ist gut. Der Güte Gottes denken in jedem Werk und Tun und Herz und Blicke lenken im Schafe wie im aus allem Kampf hinieden, zur Gottes Stadt hinauf. Das gibt der Seele Frieden, verklärt in Christenlauf. Das gibt der Seele Frieden, verklärt in Christenlauf. O hilf mir Jesu droben, hier in dem Pilgertal, in Wahrheit dich zu loben, mach mich zum Sonnenstrahl. Dich leuchtend zu erheben, in meinem Wirken hier, bis einst im ewigen Leben ich ewig danke dir. Bis einst im ewigen Leben ich ewig danke dir.
Good morning. We'll begin with the call to worship located in your bulletin on the back page. We'll be reading a litany based on Psalm 46. Today is Eternity Sunday, a day we remember those important in our lives who have passed away.
God is our saving grace, always ready to help in times of trouble.
But sometimes it is hard to feel safe. Death comes as an unwelcome intruder.
And so we won't be afraid, even if the earth shakes.
We have felt the earth shake and our world change as those we love have died.
There is a river whose streams bring joy to the place where God lives.
Today, we come to find that peace and joy in the midst of our tears as we come into God's presence.
God, remember the amazing things God has done in our world, our church, and our lives.
God has been faithful. Today, we come confident that he will hold our hearts. We come in confidence that the God of creation, the God who has promised eternity with him, is with us. The all-powerful God is with us. The God who has faithfully led his people through all history is our anchor. Now I ask you to stand for the upcoming hymn, O God, Our Help in Ages Past, in Mennonite hymnal number 84. Please stand. Welcome. We realize this morning we welcome many guests today, so I'm not going to put you on the spot and get you to introduce yourselves. We welcome you here today and are grateful for your presence. There are a few announcements that I would like to highlight. First of all, I would like to thank very kindly Debbie Schween for filling in today for Linda, who was not feeling very well. We had a new member in the quartet today, for those that noticed. The first announcement I'd like to highlight is we received word that Walter Fast is going in for surgery on November 30th. Would the family ask for your prayers at this time? I would also like to ask that you keep Hildegard Wiens in thoughts and prayers as she recuperates from surgery and prepares for chemotherapy. The last announcement I'd like to highlight is number 3. We've received a request to help raise some funds for a new wheelchair. The ultimate amount they're trying to raise is $2,800. At this point, we've raised $1,240. If you would like to make a donation, that would be gratefully accepted. However, please note that receipts will not be issued for these donations. And with that, I would like to ask the children to come forward for a children's story.
Good morning. Hi, Jacob. I guess you've all noticed there's lots of candles getting ready to be lit at the front of the church. Today is called Eternity Sunday, and it's a day when the church stops to remember people that we've lost this year that have gone home to Jesus. And I think some of you sitting here this morning have lost grandparents and aunties. And it's a time for us to all get together, because I'm pretty sure if you would go out in the church and ask anyone if death has touched their life, almost everyone would say yes. So we all know how it feels and how horribly sad we are when it happens. But we come here together to remember it's not the end. That I actually have a Bible verse here that we're going to be talking about, I think, in our service this morning that I wanted to read to you because it's so good. Most of them are good, but this one's really good for today. All this energy comes from Christ. God raised him from death and set him on a throne in deep heaven, in charge of running the universe, everything from galaxies to governments. No name and no power exempt from his rule. And not just for now, but forever. He is in charge of it all and has the final word on everything. And now, because when something really sad happens in our life, when we lose someone we love, we sometimes forget that God is in charge of everything. So we come here on this Sunday in particular, but most Sundays anyway, to remember that God is not in charge for just now, but forever. And when we forget that, there's a whole group of people here that are ready to help us remember and remind us it's not just about today, it's about forever. So that's what's happening today. Could we all bow our heads for prayer? Dear Father, thank you that we have a place to come to help us remember that today and yesterday are not the whole plan. Amen. And now I think you're going down to Sunday school. Is that right? Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Before we begin the memorial service, we just wanted to set aside some time for sharing. If anyone has anything they would like to share that's been weighing on your heart, Pastor Gary has a mic and he can bring it to you.
This is the last Sunday that I'm going to be in church for about the next 4 months, because I will be going to New Zealand to visit my son and my grandson. And most of you know that. And I just wanted to take a moment to thank you so much for all your prayers over my trials and tribulations with my son here the last number of months. It's still ongoing, and I'm leaving behind, a difficult situation, but I'm going forward to look forward to having some time away and getting to know my grandson and my son again. It's been 10 years since I've had Christmas with him, and so I think I deserve it, and so does he. But I know that I will miss you very much, and it won't feel the same. I'll try and find a church there, but I just want to say thank you so much. You have been a part of my whole life. And when anybody ever says, don't you want to move to New Zealand or BC? I tell them all the time, never. I know it's cold and all of that, but I could not give up the community, the friends, and this church that I have. Thank you so much.
All right, then I think we can begin the memorial service.
Loving Father, we come to you in prayer. Our hearts are thankful for all we share. We are not worthy, but you love us still. Teach us to follow you and do your will. When we're afraid, please take us by the hand. Renew our faith and help us understand. Teach us to grow, to love and forgive, and know your near each moment we live. Grant us the strength to walk with you each day, and lead us back, Lord, if we should stray. When there is darkness, help us search for light, and find the morning beyond the night. Help us to reach to those who are in need. Help us to teach that others may believe. May we be kind in all that we do and find the hope to carry us through. Oh, loving Father, please hear us as we pray. Give us the courage to face each day. Through all our trials, may our faith increase. Show us the way to live in love and peace. Amen. Amen.
Each year, the last Sunday of the church year, which is today, we take time, as we heard earlier, to remember those who were important to us who have passed away. This year, there were 17 from our church who were identified with our church family who passed away. And we've added an 18th, which is David Epp. He was our pastor from 1982 to 1985, and it seemed appropriate that he would be in there too. And so there are 18 that we're recognizing. We're going to sing a hymn before we do the candle lighting, but what I'll do is the name will be read, Paul will read the name, and then you come up, I'll give you a candle and invite you to light it and then light one of these candles. Please start at the back so that other people don't burn their hands. After the 18 have been lit, we recognize that all of us, as we heard in the children's story, have been touched by death in our life. And that continues to impact us, whether that was this last year or years in the past. And so we have other candles here, and after that, we invite you to come, if you would like to light a candle in memory, and light one of these candles. Now, Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 4, he says, don't grieve as those who don't have hope. And we often take that to mean we shouldn't grieve. But what he's saying is, don't grieve inappropriately. What is the right way to grieve? Today we want to grieve appropriately. Yes, we are grieving. But we do so as we light our candles, we'll light it from the Christ candle, a symbol of the hope that we have. And in the process of lighting these other candles, we are saying we have confidence that God is there, that our hope is secure. In lighting the candles, we also recognize that we're not alone. God is with us. We're surrounded by people who care about us. We are not alone. And for those of you who come up here, as Lainey mentioned in talking, the church community becomes a place where you are embraced. For some of you who aren't here on a regular basis, for those of you when your families passed away, we prayed for you. You were in our prayers. And so in a little while, we're going to be asking you to come up. We trust that this is not only an exercise of hope and confidence, but also one of comfort and healing as God touches our hearts in this process. I'd like to invite you to take the little black hymn book in your pews, and we're going to sing a German hymn. I'm not going to try and pronounce it, or you still won't know where you are. It's number 472, and we'll sing verses 1 and 2.
Mary Vogt passed away November 27th, 2014. Nora Thiessen passed away November 27th, 2014. Tina Neustadter passed away December 9th, 2014. Harry Neufeldt passed away May 10th, 2015. Henry Peters passed away December 15th, 2014. Annie Franz passed away January 9th, 2015. Anne-Marie Giesbrecht passed away January 11th, 2015. George Weeb passed away January 15th, 2015. Valentine Harder passed away February 3rd, 2015. Elsa Braun passed away March 9th, 2015. Cecile Taves passed away March 30th, 2015. Maria Letkemann passed away April 9th, 2015. Herbert Knels passed away April 14th, 2015. Louise Hirschfeld passed away June 19th, 2015. Pastor David Epp passed away August 12, 2015. Peter Jansen, passed away August 27th, 2015. Heinrich Dick, passed away September 8th, 2015. And Mary Pankratz, passed away September 16th, 2015.
These 18 candles are very important to us as a church, and I know very important to you as family. And we have lit these candles as a symbol of our confidence in Christ, that they are not forgotten, they are not lost. They were a gift to us to enjoy while they were here, and we will remember. But now we place them in the loving arms of God and trust that God be with us as through tears we remember this year and in years to come. I'd like to now at this point invite anyone else who would like to light a candle to make your way to the center aisle and come up. You can light a candle and then perhaps go down the side. So if you'd like to light a candle, please come up. Would you bow with me as we pray? Jesus, in the darkness of our loss, we come to you. We struggle to believe that those we love are gone. There are times the pain of our loss is overwhelming. And so we come to you to bring you the burdens of our heart. It's too heavy for us to carry. Come to us today. Bring us the peace of your presence, the hope of eternity, the strength to celebrate the gift of relationship that you have given. Come to us today so that we will feel the comfort of your Holy Spirit, the strength of your people who love us and walk with us, the joy of knowing that all is in your hand.
Flügel getragen übers brausende Meer der Zeit, getragen auf Adlersflügeln bis hinein in die Ewigkeit, über Berge und Täler und Gründe, immer höher zur himmlischen Höhe. Die Flügel sind stark, die mich tragen, die Flügel, auf denen ich steh. Und unter den selbigen Flügeln, wie wunderbar ruhig aus, da ist meine Zufluchtsstätte, mein festes, sicheres Haus. Der Feind mag über mir kreisen und Seelen und Spähen, wie er will. Die Flügel sind stark, die mich decken, und unter den Flügeln bleib still. Ja, unter den Flügeln geborgen und auf den Flügeln bewacht, das gibt ein seliges Ruhen, das gibt eine glückliche Fahrt, das gibt ein sicheres Wissen bei wechselnder Bürgerschaft. Denn unter den Flügeln ist Frieden und auf den Flügeln ist Kraft.
Let's pray. This is hard, God. We stand here and we see all of these candle flames flickering. We think of all the people that are on our hearts and minds. Those we have said goodbye to, which was not easy, was very difficult. So we ask that you would be with your people here, those who have come to light a candle, and those who did not because it was too hard. We ask that you would wrap your arms around them, help them to feel the comfort that only you can bring, and give them a hope which reaches beyond the grave. God, as we look at these candles, we are reminded of the many who die all around the world every day. We have heard on the news recently again of missing and killed Aboriginal Indigenous women, and ask that you would be with the families as they grieve their loss. We think of those in Paris who have lost family members and are still standing there dazed as they try to figure out what happened. We ask that you would be with them. We think of those coming out of Syria, some losing their lives at sea. It's a terrible picture, and we shudder to think of what that means for these families. And God, even there, though our minds can't grasp it, we ask that you would be with those. And for the many others, the many others who have gone through the struggle and sometimes the indignity of death. We ask that you would be with them. Thank you for tears that we can cry, which allow us to also heal. Thank you for your Holy Spirit who resides within us, giving us hope. But even as we think of the grief, we also think of hope. As we look at the Christ candle and think about the way you have brought hope in the midst of our struggle, we cannot quite understand that, but we are so grateful that you allow life to go on, that you allow us to look back and value the relationships that we had and learn things from them and smile and pass those things on to our children and grandchildren and to take those principles into our own lives. And so today, God, we come and thank you as a God of hope, a God who allows us to see tomorrow. There are so many other things in our life that we would place before you. We think of Hildegard Wiens as she recuperates from surgery and awaits chemo. God, this was such a surprise. Be with her. Help us not to forget to connect with her. And with Walter Fast also as he repairs for surgery in a week, that you would be with him and Helen as well. God, we've come this morning feeling safe to grieve in your presence. And we leave with a sense that we leave with you. Thank you.
Please rise for the offering hymn. We Under His Wings, Mennonite Hymnal 575. Don't stand then. Sorry. Please rise for the scripture reading. Today we'll be reading from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 to 23. thanksgiving, and prayer. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord, Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet, and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. I invite Gary to lead us in a sermon.
Each of these candles that is lit represents loss. Loss of the most important thing that we have, and that is relationship. And these candles, what they say is that somebody has died, and we've let go, and they're not here. The relationship is broken. And for some of you, the relationship is broken in other ways. Perhaps the relationship fell apart, or perhaps there was mental illness, or there was abuse. There's lots of ways in which relationships are lost. And my guess is that some of you lit some of these candles for those reasons too. As we've said repeatedly today, it's Eternity Sunday. It's also known as Christ the King Sunday. And it's a Sunday where at the end of one church year, before we begin another, we stop and we say, God is in charge. Everything's good. But it's hard to see sometimes that God is in charge and that everything's good. God defeated death and here we are. Revelation 1:5 said that Jesus is Lord over all kings. And we don't always see that. When we see other people who are in charge, there's lots of posturing. Look at Syria right now. The U.S. and Canada and France and USSR, or Russia, pardon me, and all sorts of other places are rushing down there to sort of flex their muscle and say, see our planes and our guns and our bombs, we're in charge. And ISIS is showing that they're in charge in another way. And that's by terrorism. Something that kind of kicked into gear in big time in 9/11. That they realized that they also can show that they're in charge. For instance, 2 weeks ago in France, there were not that many people who died. Many, many, many more die every day of hunger. We don't think of them. What happened here? They scared us. Not only the people in France, but all over the world are terrified, and they have us looking over our shoulder. I mean, what's happened in Canada the last 2 weeks? A mosque was burnt and a lady beat up as a terrorist. What's going on here? They got through to us. They exercised a power, and we said, you are powerful by the way that we respond. Now, the Bible tells us that Jesus was a king, but as always happens, the Bible has a twist, right? So Jesus came, the wise men came looking for a king, the angels are singing, hey, there's a king born, and there he is in a feed trough in a stall, and some foreigners and some poor shepherds come. That's a king. The next time we see him as a king is Palm Sunday, and the people said, boy, we heard this guy preach, he's good. And we've seen his miracles. He can do it. This guy can carry it off. We just need to give him a push, right? So they get out there, not a war horse. He's sitting on a donkey. And instead of charging down into Jerusalem, he sits there and weeps and said, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, if only you knew the things that made for peace. 5 days later, he's again called a king as he stands in front of Pilate. Pilate says, you a king? Fine, we treat you like a king. Gave him a crown of thorns, a purple robe to wear, and they mocked him, and they nailed him to a cross. You know what the cross is? The cross was the Romans' way of saying, don't mess with us, because we're going to nail you there. We're going to humiliate you so you know who's in charge. And they nailed Jesus on the cross. That's the king. Sometimes we take a look at the story and we're not sure what to do with it, so we take Jesus' words in John 18. Pilate says, are you the king? He says, my kingdom is not of this world. So we say, well, you know, bad things everywhere. God is a king in heaven and all is well, and he's a king in my heart. And one day he's going to come down and nuke everybody. And then they'll figure out who's king. That really kind of scares me, because it doesn't kind of line up with the teachings of Jesus. Paul talks to us in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15 to 23, and he says, okay, slow down a little bit. Number one, starting at verse 19, he says, the power of Jesus is seen in resurrection. And that gives him a place above everybody else. We just want you to know what the starting point is. The only battle of any consequence in history happened on the cross. That one decided the fate of history. All these others are more or less incidental. And then if we go back up to the beginning of the passage, Paul says to the people, I've seen your faith. Where does the faith come from? The relationship with God that begins. And God places faith as a gift within us. And we say, oh, hey, something's going on here. There's a relationship. God is alive. There are things happening. And then he says, and the love you have begins with a love for God. We see God and we see God's goodness, and we fall in love with God. And then it's a love for ourselves, a love that invites us to be humble and to be servants, in case you wonder what that one looks like. And then it's a love for each other. And we've seen that here today and throughout the last year, again and again. When somebody's hurting, the rest of you rally around. You love each other. That comes from God. And then there's the love for the stranger. We're talking about sponsoring a refugee family here in the near future. December 4th, 7 o'clock here. Meeting. Be here. And where does that come from? That comes from God. He puts it in our heart. And see, he fills it up and just starts running over. And you know what the next one is, don't you? Love for the enemy. Love for the enemy. How does that work? Can you see what God is doing here? It's subversive. Instead of going out there and threatening somebody and clobbering them over the head, God gets inside and changes them. Just like he changed you and he changed me. And we become people who love each other, and that's how God is taking over the world. The enemy of that isn't ISIS. You know what the enemy of our love for God is? The one that we've just talked about? So when we take our eyes off God, and we start thinking about all the other things that are so important in our life. You know, like things, and how smart we are, and how amazingly handsome or beautiful we are, and how much more talented we are than all that kind of stuff, which pulls our attention off God and puts it on ourselves. That's what gets us off track. And so Paul says, God is at work. Jesus is the king, and he's changing us from the inside, and we're becoming children of God, and we're different than we were before. Not scared different, love different. Verse 17, he says, I wish for you two things. First of all, he says, I wish for you wisdom. Wisdom is more than just knowledge. Wisdom is understanding the things of God. Excuse me. And he says, I wish for you wisdom so that you can see God at work in the world. Not just the brokenness that's happening, but you can see God at work in the world, at Siloam Mission and at MCC and in the church and in the neighborhoods, and as people are all over the world reaching out to do things for reasons that make no sense at all. We understand the wisdom of God and how that king is taken over. And secondly, he says, I pray that the eyes of your heart would be open so that you can see, and he lists two things. First of all, your incredible inheritance. That inheritance starts now. That inheritance starts as we recognize the amazing gift that God has given us in this family. For those of you who aren't regulars in this church, this is an amazing church. It is truly a gift. You can see the people who come, they're all red-faced now, kind of embarrassed. They're humble. That God has given us the inheritance of this, and the inheritance goes on, and every time we have a funeral, we talk about that. God has given us this list of promises, all the promises of God to be with us always, and when we die, that he takes us to be with. He doesn't let go of our hand. I love that passage in Psalm 121, the last verse, I believe it's verse 9. Right. And that we would understand the incredible power that is at work within Jesus. That power doesn't need bonds, doesn't need guns. It just needs a changed heart that allows the love of God that God keeps pouring into our heart just to flow over and to affect the people around us. And we take a look at that and said, wow. And what comes out of that? A fear, a sense of bravado that says we're going to send some more planes over there and bomb them. No, what comes out of that? It's a quiet confidence. God's at work. We have placed these people in God's hands. We have placed the struggles of our lives in God's hands. We have placed the struggles of the world in God's hands. There's always a little footnote there. The footnote says, and yeah, God, we're ready to go when you call. Sometimes going is just across to the neighbor to talk with him because we need to. And so I would like to extend to you the wish of Paul. My prayer for you is that you would experience the wisdom of God, to see God at work and know the joy of that. And secondly, that the eyes of your heart would be open to see the incredible inheritance you have, and the way that the love of God will change things that no force can ever do. May you experience the quiet confidence of God.
Oh, wonderful words of the gospel. Oh, wonderful message they bring, proclaiming a blessed redemption through Jesus our Savior and King. Believe, oh, believe in His mercy that flows like a fountain so free. Believe and receive the redemption He offers to you and to me. Erstiegt im himmlischen Throne, verließ seine Heimat vollbracht, zu brechen die Fesseln der Knechtschaft, zu bringen das Licht in die Nacht. O Glaube, es sind froh seine Gnade, sie fließt wie ein Strom auch für dich. O Glaub, zu dem an die Erlösung, sie gilt ja für dich und für mich. O komm zu dem mächtigen Heiland, mühselig beladen, komm her. Schau hin, wie am Kreuze gelitten, vertrau ihm und zweifle nicht mehr. O glaub es und trau seiner Gnade, sie fließt wie ein Strom auch für dich. O glaub zu dem an die Erlösung, sie gilt ja für dich und für mich. Kein anderer als Jesus kann helfen, es gibt ja kein anderes Heil. Noch steht er geduldig und wartet, oh, fruit and nicht länger verweilen. Believe, oh believe in his mercy that flows like a fountain so free. Believe and receive the redemption he offers to you and to me.
I hope when I get to heaven I learn German so I can understand all these wonderful songs. I would like you to take their brown hymn book and open it up to 534. Put your finger in there and please stand for the benediction and the final song. Benediction today is for you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you. Give you peace. Amen.
Thank you.